In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then God created plants and trees, the birds and fish, the animals, and finally, God created man and woman. God placed man and woman in a garden he prepared for them, and he provided their food. When God created man and woman, they were naked. God provided clothing of animal skins to cover their nakedness. After many generations passed, many people lived on the earth, but the people became very wicked, and evil filled their hearts. God saw their wickedness and brought judgment upon all the earth. But God saw that there was a righteous man named Noah who found favor in the eyes of God because his life pleased God. God revealed to Noah that he must build a large boat to save his wife and sons and their wives and the animals that God would bring to Noah. When God sent a flood upon the earth to punish the wicked people, Noah and his family and the animals were saved. After many, many generations had passed, there was a woman named Hagar who was a servant girl for Abraham's barren wife, Sarah. When Sarah saw she could not have children, she gave her servant girl to Hagar to Abraham so she might provide a child for Sarah. Hagar became pregnant, and she despised her mistress Sarah, who then mistreated her so that Hagar ran away. The angel of God found Hagar and asked, "Where have you come from, and why are you running away?" The angel told Hagar, "Go back and submit to your mistress. You are going to have a son. Name him Ishmael. You will have many descendants." Hagar gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me." Years later, Abraham's wife Sarah sent Hagar and her son away. Hagar wandered in the desert until her water was completely gone. Then Hagar put her son under one of the bushes, sat down nearby, and with her son, she began to cry. God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called out from heaven and said, "What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there." God opened Hagar's eyes to see a well of water where she went and filled the skin with water and gave her son a drink. The God who sees and hears cares for you and knows your needs, for he made you. This is a story from the Bible. The prophet David once said, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry." Psalm 34:15. The prophet Isaiah said about God, "Before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear." Isaiah 65:24. And the prophet David also wrote, "O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely." Psalm 139, 1 through 4. "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Psalm 139, 14, 15 through 16. Consider these thoughts. Does God know the words on our lips before we speak the words? If God made us and the world that is all around us and all that is in it, then who should we turn to for help in our time of need? Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Philippians 4:6.